now because we have breaking of bread today, and so we have a thank you service for his name. Again, I want to take you to the Word of God. You have heard the reading of Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 through to 28. We're going to look at that, and we want to give honor to our God, our eternal Father, that he is not just God and eternal Father, but that he is almighty and he is the God of hosts. We are going to look at what is happening all over the world today. There is a spiritual darkness that covers the entire world because men and women have turned their backs. Boys and girls have turned their backs upon God and no longer serve him in spirit and in truth. And so, again, we want to look at the Word of God here in Psalm 37 and verse 5. Psalm 37. Verse 5. Word of God says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I'm going to repeat again. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And note that word, trust. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Praise his wonderful name. We are to trust the Lord. He's a God that we can trust. We're going to look at also Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3. Here Isaiah, the messianic prophet, is now saying, Isaiah chapter 6, and he says here in verse 3, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I will repeat. Isaiah is now saying here, he's expressing what he saw. And one cried unto another, he said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled of his glory. We too, friends, we are so thankful that the God that we serve is holy. As I have having an experience here, and he shared with us the experience that he had. And one in heaven cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Today, friends, we want to look at the God that we are serving, the God that creates the heavens and the earth, the universe, a God that has eyes to see and ears to hear, lips to speak, a God that is almighty and holy. He is the God of hosts. He is in charge of a great army. Oh yes, friends, and we are so glad that we are a part of that army as well. The Word of God reminds us that we are to put on the whole armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. And so today we do pray that each and every one of us will put our trust in God, trust in him to take us through the tests and the trials, trust in him that we can commit our ways unto him, as the psalmist David says. Then We also want to lift up our voices, like what we heard in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Ruler is full of his glory. That's our heart's desire for this land of ours that we're a part of, United States of America. And we do pray for other nations of the world today that they too will lift up the name of Christ. Jesus says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. The title of this message that I'd like to bring to you today is Trust Almighty God, the God of Hosts. Praise his name. We find today, friends, that there is spiritual darkness all over the world. The reason for that is that men and women, boys and girls, have leaders of the different nations, have turned their backs upon God and no longer worship him in spirit and in truth, with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all their minds. And so we are in spiritual darkness. And we know that most people are afraid of darkness. But I'd like to take you to Genesis chapter 1 and hear what the Word of God has to say here. Genesis chapter 1, and I'll read verse 1 through to 5. The Word of God says to us, and if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to read as well. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness. Notice that word, I underline that in my Bible. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Praise his wonderful name. Friends, the God that we serve is the God of light. John, the apostle, he tells us in the first epistle of John that God is light. And we have just read this here a while ago in Genesis 1, that God spoke and dispelled darkness. God is a God of light, and those of us who follow him should walk in light. He tells us that he would like us to walk with him. But I'd like to take you to the Garden of Eden at this time, which I so often love to talk about. My Bible tells me that God provided a beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden, for man. He did this for man and woman, Adam and Eve, who he created and blew his breath in them, and they became a living soul. But then, friends, that's not all. The Bible tells us that he had communion with them. He had fellowship with them. And friends, it's a wonderful thing to walk and talk with God. It's a wonderful thing to be in a garden that God provides for us. It speaks of peace and comfort. It drives away fear and fellowship. And this is what God is seeking for today. But men have turned away from the wonderful gift that God has given us, the gift of light, sun, moon, and star, that we can see, that we can see the beauty of his handiwork. But then, friends, we seldom look up to look at the sunrise in the morning. Oh, what a beauty it is to wake from your bed and look early in the morning and see the sun coming up. Oh, friends from the east, what beauty in the heavens when you look to see the different colors. It's all the work of God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. But then, friends, later on throughout the course of the day, there is a sun shining brightly in the heavens, and we can sing, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. But some of us are so busy, we are not even able to look and enjoy the rising of the sun. We're not even able to look up and give thanks for the sun that is shining, that we get vitamin D from. Think of that. What a God we serve. But then we are so hurriedly getting home in the evening, we don't get a chance to see the beauty of God's creative work, the setting of the sun. What beauty in the heavens when you look up. But then, friends, pause with me for a while. Can you imagine God walking with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the sweet fragrance that are going up as they would walk in fellowship with each other? When last have you spent time to walk and talk with God? Most of us are not able to do this because of the spiritual darkness around us, which brings fear. That's what darkness brings, friends. Fear. Children don't like darkness. Adults don't like darkness. And God provided the sun and the moon and the stars for us to have light by day and by night. And God is light. And his son, Christ Jesus, is light. He says, I am the light of the world. Praise his name. Have you the light of the world in your heart today? Are you walking with Almighty God, the God of hosts? Are you having fellowship with him for this wonderful world that he has provided for mankind? But then, friends, we prefer darkness. And what happened, friends? In darkness, we find that it brings fear. Hear what happened. The Word of God tells us, friends, and I'll read for you in Genesis. Scripture tells us here that Genesis chapter 3. Oh, what a sad picture it is. And the Lord God called unto Adam, verse 9, and said unto him, where art thou? God is calling just now. Are you hearing his voice? Yes, friends, he speaks every day. The blessed Holy Spirit is always talking to us. But sometimes we are so busy that we haven't got time to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says here, friends, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid. There we are finding that word, fear, afraid. He was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Yes, friends, we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we end up walking in darkness because God is light. We have turned our backs upon God, and so we are walking with the prince of darkness, the prince of death. That's what darkness represents, friends, death. And so we see here that the word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Here is God looking for Adam and Eve, but they had sinned. And so the scripture says they were afraid to get into the presence of God. They hid themselves. God is almighty, friends. And he's a God of hosts. And as I said earlier on, he has eyes to see. He has ears to hear. And he sees and he hears. We see what happened, friends, over in Genesis chapter 6. The word of God says, and God saw the wickedness of man, and it was great on the earth. Think of that. And that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. This is what we get awake to hear on our radio each day, on our television, on our phone, the practice of evil all over the world today. Why? Because men have turned their backs upon the God of light and prefer to walk with the prince of darkness, the prince of death. He's called Satan. He's called a dragon. He's called a serpent. Oh, yes, friends. And we find that he is a demon. He is demonic. He destroys the life of people. So many of our young people are now involved in drugs, sex, in all different ways. And we find this with parents as well. Why, friends? Because we have turned our backs upon God to walk in darkness. And so we are not seeing the beauty of God. As the songwriter says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonders and his compassion and his purity. Today, friends, why not walk with God? And I must hurry on. Listen what the scripture tells us here, friends. Adam and Eve enjoy the beauty of God's creative work. Yes. And here we see that word which we hear from children, we hear it from adults. I am afraid. That's what Adam said to God. I am afraid. Are you afraid to go out on the streets today? You might go to the store and you get shot by someone who is demonic. You might go to the supermarket and you get shot. You might be walking on the streets. There are so many demonic people walking around the place today. Why? Because they have turned away from God. But friends, we need to be sheltered by the hand of God. His right hand will protect us, praise his wonderful name, because he is almighty. The word of God tells us, friends, that God protected the children of Israel from that cruel Pharaoh. But he did. They were all, the army of Pharaoh was drowned in the sea, because they were chasing after the children of Israel to destroy them. But God destroyed them. I want you to know, friends, that the God that we serve today is the God of hosts, and he promised to protect his people. Yes, if we but only call upon him, he will answer us. And I want the Christians to understand today that we have a responsibility, those of us who have embraced the God of light and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. We have a job, oh, to let the light of Christ shine in us and dispel darkness, that wonderful world that God has prepared for mankind to enjoy the beauty and the wonderful things that God has provided. They're not able to see it because they are walking in darkness. But Jesus, speaking to the multitude, he said, you are the light of the world. Praise his wonderful name. What a wonderful thing to hear, friends. Jesus is saying to the people, that are listening to him on the mount, he said in Matthew chapter 5, "Oh, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth." Oh, Christians, those of us who have enjoyed the fullness of salvation, we are born again. We are walking with God in the light as he is in the light. Yes, friends. And so men and women are looking for light today because they are tumbling over each other. Fear is upon the entire world today because they have turned their backs upon the light of the world, which is God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. They have stopped their ears on the blessed Holy Spirit that is speaking to them daily, telling them, "Come, come, come on to me," says Jesus. Come, the Holy Spirit is calling them to come and find life. You need not be afraid anymore. Jesus is offering you life. Many are afraid. I want to take you to a story quickly. In Luke, the Word of God tells us, friends, in Luke, the shepherds were there watching over their flock by night, the Word of God says. And the angel of the Lord visited them. And they were sore afraid. They saw the glory of God, the light of God. The Word of God says here, friends, that the shepherds in the dark of the night, that's what darkness does. It calls you to be afraid whenever you see the light. They're either closing their eyes quickly, but then what they were seeing was the glory of God. Praise his name. Today, friends, it's a wonderful thing to see the glory of God. But to see the glory of God, friends, it's best to embrace Christ. Christ is the image of God. And if you would only embrace Christ Jesus into your heart, oh, you will see the glory of God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, friends, the shepherds, they saw the glory of God. What an experience it was for them. What did they hear, friends? In Luke.
Can you guys hear me?
I hate you. Yeah, I'm hearing you. In Luke, the Word of God tells us that the shepherds, and I read chapter 2, the Word of God says here, verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." And notice that they were keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory," praise his wonderful name, "the light of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." But listen what happened, friends. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not," praise his wonderful name. God drives away fear. His presence drives away fear. Oh, if we would only just embrace the God of heaven, the eternal Father, the God of hosts, Almighty God, if we would only just embrace him. The Word of God says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you," what? Good tidings, friends. Good tidings. The enemy of our souls brings fear and darkness and death. As we listen to the radio, we hear on the television, we read in the press, on our phones, it's nothing but sad news. Sad news. But the Word of God says in verse 10, "And the angel said unto the shepherds, Fear not, Many people are afraid to go to the supermarket today. Think of it. A mother, her son, to the doctor a couple of days ago. And that son took out his gun and shot so many patients sitting down in the waiting room just like that and killed them. Yes. Fear. Now, people are afraid to go to shop. They're afraid to go in the bus. You don't know who's going to stand and shoot everybody in the bus. You're afraid to send your children to school because you might lose your son or your daughter. You're afraid for your husband or your wife who leaves to go off to work, but they might not come back because there is someone who is possessed with demons. Demons all around us, friends, everywhere we go. Why? Because they have turned their backs upon God, and this country and other countries too are walking in darkness, spiritual darkness. Word of God says in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. And I am telling you this day, fear not, friends, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, to you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yes, friends, his name is Jesus, which means Savior. Praise his wonderful name. Christ the Lord, which means the Anointed One of God. Yes, and this is what the good news is all about. Good news, good news. Christ died for you. He died upon the cross of Calvary, that all can have everlasting life. He paid the penalty of sin, which is death. Death. So many deaths around us today. So many dying on the battlefield. So many are dying going to work. So many are dying walking on the streets in their cars. It's all death. That's all we keep hearing about. Death, death. Why? Because men and women, boys and girls, our leaders have all turned their backs upon God. Once upon a time in this country, you would always say, God bless America. We don't hear that anymore. We see that on our money. Again, in a little while, they'll soon remove that because they don't want God. They want the demons that are around us each day. That's what the people are embracing, darkness.
Yeah, Mary, you have told me, but I didn't realize I was on. I hear church still going on. I saw that hang up, but you know what it is? I hang up already.
It's still going on. Or just hang up, folks.
Yes.
The word of God says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Jesus came to give light and life, because he is the light of the world. The people who are walking in darkness, they're all afraid. Today, this is what is happening to us. Let me make haste and take you here for the word of God. Take it to Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel and the children of Israel are now being persecuted, taken to another country, like what is happening all over the world today. People are traveling from one country to another to find light, to find wealth, to find comfort, because they're afraid of what is taking place in their country. But today, friends, you can find a hiding place in Christ Jesus. praise his wonderful name. You can hide in him because he's our shield and our defender. Praise his name. He is the Almighty God. He protected the children of Israel. The enemy came upon the children of Israel just after they came out of Egypt. The Amalekites came to fight. But then, friends, God spoke to Moses to Joshua, choose ye out men that will fight against them. And the word of God tells us, friends, that Moses and his servants went up into the hill to pray. And that's where I want to emphasize today about God's people. Pray. Moses went up on the hill, Joshua down in the field, choosing out men that will fight against the enemy of the children of God. Today, friends, if we but only just call upon Almighty God, if we just call upon the God of hosts, yes, friends, he will fight for us, because the enemy is seeking to destroy our souls. Yes, the wages of sin, says the word of God in Romans, is death. And we continue to see and hear of death every day. But Christians, I want you to know, Jesus speaking to the multitude on the mount said, you are the light of the world. Praise his name. Today, friends, we have a great responsibility, and that is to shine the light of Christ into this dark world, that men and women would not tumble over each other anymore, would stop killing each other. It says the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We are walking up and down with people, and we don't know what is going on in their minds. We don't know what is going on in their hearts. Why? Because this country has turned their backs upon God. Not only this country, friends, but most nations today in our world no longer accept God as the creator of the heavens and the earth. They tell you that you must believe science. Yes, that's what they are now teaching in our schools, in our colleges. That's what they are now teaching also in some churches as well. What I want you to know, friends, my Bible again tells me that God created the heavens and the earth and the light, the moon and the sun. God has control over the wind and the waves. God has control over the volcanoes. He has control over the hurricane. He has control over the storm and the sea. He has control, friends, of all the things, the floods, the fires that are taking place. God is in control today, but we must call upon him, not upon our leaders. They can't help us, friends. We need to say, God, have mercy on us. That's what we need to be saying. And we as Christians have the job in telling them that Jesus is calling them. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now let me take you over to Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. Word of God tells us here, friends. Daniel trusted God. And I like that. Today, we too need to trust God. Daniel, the word of God tells us, fear God. He feared God Almighty. He feared and reverenced God, the God of hosts. Today, friends, we too can follow Daniel and his friends. This is what the word of God has to say here in verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Verse 10. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, and I like this, thy God whom thou servest continually. That wasn't only on Sunday. Daniel was serving his God. Here the king is saying, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Can you testify to this today? You first have to trust God. Yes, that's the little word that is so important. Trust God. The king said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. What happened, friends? Verse 8, 18. Then the king went to his palace, and he could not sleep. He had no rest. I want you to know, friends, when people see the light of Christ in you, they will know it, because the glory of God, they will see the glory of God upon you, because Christ is in you and you are having fellowship with God, our eternal Father. Yes, they saw the glory in Daniel, the king. He was cast into the lion's den. Listen what verse 23 has to say here. Or listen what Daniel said, verse 21. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Verse 21. Verse 22. My God hath sent his angel, praise his wonderful name, and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before in innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no harm. You know, friends, my God, the God that Daniel served, God that David served, that was able to slay Goliath, the God that Paul serves, that was able to deliver him out of prison, he can do the same thing for us. Like verse 23, then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. And the verse ended like this, because he believed in his God. Have faith, says Jesus, in God. Yes, friends, he is almighty. He is the God of hosts. Praise his wonderful name. He was able to shut the lion's mouth. Word of God says, because he believed in his God. Today, friends, who you are believing in? Are you believing in God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the God who has power over the sea, the God who has power over the tornadoes, the God who has power over the hurricane, the God who has power over the fire that so often come upon us? God has power over the demonic people that are traveling around us day after day. Yes, friends, he will protect us if we would only continue, because he believed in his God. If you only believe in God, the Word of God says, have faith in God. All things are possible with him. Praise his wonderful name. Today, friends, this is what will happen if you continue to serve God, verse 26, and make a decree that as a king, that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. You see, friends, many Christians have fallen out of the church, the fellowship with God, because they're afraid. The Word of God says here, for he is the living God. The God that we serve is the living God, steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be ever unto the end. Today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Many of us who know God, we can call upon him. He will provide daily bread. He says, the Heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts. He provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness. He can provide for you now. Many of you are out of jobs. He can provide for you daily bread if you would only trust him as Almighty God, as Daniel did, because he believed in his God. Who do you believe in today, friends? You believe in the politicians? They don't speak the truth. The Word of God says, lying lips are abomination unto the Lord. When last have you heard truth coming from the politicians? When last have you heard truth coming from the television, the hosts that are speaking? You can't even trust them anymore. One station tell you this, the other station tell you something else. The other one paper tells you something, and another paper tell you another thing. Yes, friends, you don't know who to trust, but trust God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, friends, today, trust God, because he's almighty. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He made all things beautiful, all creatures great and small. Yes, friends, he blew breath into Adam and Eve. Yes, friends, you too, when you were conceived in your mother's womb, God, the creator of all things, blew breath in you. You breathed in your mother's womb the breath of life, and you were born into this world. God has kept you. Yes, friends, we need to serve God in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Let us turn back to God, friends, in this country. Once we talk about, as I said before, in God we trust. No, we're not doing that anymore. We're trusting in our politicians. We're trusting in our teachers. We're trusting in the doctors. We're trusting in the lawyers. We're trusting in our boss. Trust God. Praise his wonderful name. He is able to deliver you. He is able to keep you. I know my God is able to carry you through. Today, would you come to him and find rest and peace and comfort. Believers, those of us that are backslidden, we stop going to church. We no longer believe in God, but we are walking to go down with the politicians. Oh, yes, friends, we are putting our trust in the politicians today, but they are miserable failures. Oh, remember, friends, Solomon says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord. We hear lies every day. We don't know what is truth anymore because of the darkness that is around us. Would you be like a Daniel today and stand up for Jesus? Word of God says, verse 23, because he believed in his God. Who you believe in, friends? Satan? Listen to the description of Satan. He's a dragon. He's a demon. He's a serpent. He is darkness, the prince of death. That's the devil that men and women, boys and girls, are serving today all over the world. He offers death. My Bible tells me the gift of God is eternal life. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we come to you today. I do pray that everyone that have heard my voice today would come to Jesus. Yes, friends. Come to Jesus. There were many standing and were saying, crucify the Son of God. Away with him. Give us the criminals. That's what they were saying. The priests, the Pharisees, and the scribes, along with the people, were saying, give us the criminals. That's what they were crying out. Away with Jesus. We are having it in this country too. Away with Jesus. Oh, when I look on the television and see these demonic people, how ugly they are. They frighten you to look at them. Yes, friends. Come to Jesus. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. All his wonders, compassion, and his purity. Yes, friends. Come to Jesus and let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you, that those who are walking in darkness will see the light of Christ. Oh, believers, let us put on the old armor of God, says Paul to Timothy. Put on the old armor of God. Yes, friends, make sure that your head is protected. Your chest. Yes, and your arms and your hip, your loins. How about the shoes? They offered David a whole full suit to fight against Goliath. But David trusted in God. Notice that little word. He trusted God, and he was able to overcome Goliath and the Philistines. Yes, friends, the God that we serve is almighty, and he has a host in heaven and in earth. Would you become a part of his host and sing with me, stand up for Jesus? Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high the royal banner. You dare not suffer loss. Would you march with Jesus today, friends? Yes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, We pray for this country. We pray for the leaders of this country. We pray for other nations of the world. Oh God, move today, we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are asking that the light of Christ would be seen all over the world today. We are trusting you for a mighty revival in this country, that people will learn to love you, and learning to love you, they will love each other. Lord, move upon the hearts of the people today, that they will learn to love, as your word says, we should love our neighbors as ourselves. We will love the black, and we will love the white. We will love the Haitians and all other nations. Yes, friends, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise his wonderful name. I do pray that all the Christians today will become a light upon a city where men and women would see the light of Christ and dispel the darkness that has overshadowed this country and other countries too. Grant it today, we pray, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit, we ask you, Heavenly Father. Amen. With eyes closed and heads bowed, I'm going to ask, address the Christians first today. I look at the television. I look on the screen on my phone, and there are so many Christians that are marching with these people who are enemies of God. So many Christians have backslidden. They no longer go to church anymore. I hear the statistics every day of how many churches are closing, how many pastors are walking away from the church, how many churches are divided because some are for darkness and some are for light. I hear that daily. Christians, let us put on the whole armor of God and stand up for Jesus today. Those of you who have become cold and indifferent, those of you who don't know what is truth anymore, you listen to lies. You see the demons every day, and you have turned your backs upon God. Paul speaking to Timothy to encourage the church, tell them to put on the old armor of God. Today, I am telling you, put on the old armor of God, friends. He is Almighty.
Amen.
He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Praise his wonderful name. He will provide for you if you but only trust him. Christians, let's trust God today.
Amen.
And stand up for Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. With all eyes closed and heads bowed, Christians, if you're in a backslidden state today, you haven't been to church, you're not reading your Bible as you should, you're not praying like Daniel, as the Word of God tells us, friends, that when the decree was sent out, the Word of God says, Daniel opened his windows, and he would pray three times a day, praying, and they saw this, the wicked people saw it. Read it yourself. And they went and told the king, this is happening now, in case you don't know. It's happening in the world today. there are so many that are being locked up, being persecuted, because someone is telling the leaders that this one is not serving you. He's serving God.
Almighty, 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 almighty. Hmm.
This is happening right now. In some countries, you might not know, but I'm telling you, children are going to school.
Mm-mm.
And they are questioning the children what kind of programs your parents are watching. Mm-mm. At home.
Bastard.
What kind of books they have. And when they hear from the children, they then go to the homes and arrest the parents and take away the children for themselves. This is what many governments are doing now in this world. It's coming here very soon, friends, to America, the United States of America, in case you don't know. If you listen, ask the Spirit of God to speak. And to give you the spirit of discernment, that you can know truth from darkness.
Amen.
You can know light different from darkness. I need some of the men and the women, because my heart cries each day when I hear how many ministers are turning their backs upon the churches now. Many churches are without pastors. Many churches have closed their doors because some have decided to follow darkness rather than light. I'm going to pray for those of you who are in that condition today. Father, bring revival to the hearts of your people today. Those who have turned their backs upon you. Oh God, those that used to pray once upon a time, they used to go to services, they used to read their Bibles, they are not doing it anymore. But they are following the politicians. My God, bring revival to their hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name. And if there's any nomads, you are walking in darkness. But you're afraid. The angel came to the shepherds who were watching their flock by night and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy."
Mm.
Yes, friends, the good tidings that I'm giving you today is that Jesus lives. He can live within your heart and your life. Praise God. He lives in my heart. Oh, friends, what a night it was when I surrendered my life to God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and lend my ears to the blessed Holy Spirit that spoke to me so strongly.
Praise
I surrendered my life to the Lord in 1955.
Praise
Think of that. And I'm still walking with Him until now. Young man, young woman, middle-aged men and women, boys and girls, would you come to Jesus? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you a rest. Is there one, two, three, or four would say, "Pastor, pray with me and for me. I want to accept Christ into my life just now." Is there one? Is there two? There's three or four. Father, you see the hands of those that have raised their hearts to you. Breathe upon them just now, we pray, and give them life everlasting. For this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen.